We have a wedding, a winner, and everyone living happily ever crafter on the finale of Making It.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Making it, do, do, do. Ooh, woo, woo. I'm making it. I'm making it gold. I've got the goods.
Steve, you're going to miss it. You know you are. Yeah. Hey, everybody, welcome.
I'm going to miss the dancing.
Yeah, no, there's a lot I'll miss. Yeah.
I think I did the same dance every time.
Yeah.
To the right.
To Making It, Season 1, Episode 6, the finale, Happily Ever Crafter. I'm joined very joyfully in the studio by Steve Bottomley.
Hi.
Kelsey Hightower.
Hello.
John Comerford.
Hello.
And me, I'm Tamara Berg. Hey, everybody. So, yeah, it's the last time, even though I know I've created permanent earworms for both of you with the Making It song.
Yeah.
It's the last time we're going to get to see it. This is our finale. And I do want to say, side note, that I was really afraid I was going to say craftily ever crafter or something like that in the opening.
And so you just,
I was going to give you kudos for pulling that off.
Thank you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I didn't say it.
Until now.
Yeah, but
not speaking about another earworm, thanks.
I know, right? So, okay, so we had a wedding this week.
Yeah, because you got to throw in it, right?
David and Talisa, the wedding couple, came in and they were the focus of the entire show.
Which was just kind of bizarre. But it's a finale, sure. Why not do a wedding? Why not?
I mean, the biggest thing that you can do, right? Just a wedding.
Well, I like Danvers' comment. I DIY'd my own wedding, and after that, I'm not DIYing another.
P.S. I've DIY'd two weddings.
Two weddings?
I've made two wedding dresses.
So
DIY'd.
You didn't learn on the first one, did you? Because you decided to do a second one.
I did not. Well, you helped out heavily on both of those, actually. Mm-hmm. And in fact, I was talking about when we get to the backdrop that we did a backdrop very similar to one of the ones that we saw in
that's
the
where
show.
I kept looking at it going,
Where have I seen that before?
Now it all comes together.
My sister's wedding.
Yep.
That's it.
Oh.
Yep.
All right. So we had David and Talisa, who were our wedding couple. She was a nature baby, she said. She liked chickens. She wanted a chicken coop. And she wanted a dog. She liked to garden. David was more minimalistic.
Yeah.
Clean lines, that sort of thing. And so we had to figure out how to...
She had to lobby for a chicken coop. If he's a minimalist and likes things clean.
Yeah, I'd like a follow-up on the couple, like in a year.
Yeah.
A couple of years, see how they're doing.
Well, it's been a year.
Yes, chicken coop.
It has been a year. It's been a year and a half.
We could check them out right now and find
out. Sure.
Yeah.
Let's see how they're doing.
They had two kids at the time, a year-old and a 10-year-old, and their families were from Mexico. Mm-hmm. And that was pretty much all that we learned. I have a feeling there was a lot more said that we didn't hear about. Because, well, we'll get into it when we get into it. But there were things that showed up in some of these crafts that made no sense to me.
Mm.
So we started off doing a cake topper as the faster craft. It was supposed to be a one-of-a-kind cake topper with unique details that reflect the personalities of our lovely couple.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So first we had Joe, who created a wire family in that heart that she likes to do, the geometric... almost like a needlepoint heart in that there's no curves on it.
Right.
And she had paper flowers. The heads of the little figurines were circles, which I think was probably reminiscent of wedding rings. There were paper flowers on the topper as well as underneath the topper. Thoughts?
I thought this was very cute, personally. It might be simple, but I could see... using this, but like the wire, I really liked how the wire was done.
The outside wire
mm-hmm. of it, and her shape, I liked it the first time that she did it anyway, so mm-hmm. I was like, I am kind of digging this, so I thought this was good, and I kind of agreed with the judges on this one a bit, so when we get to the judging part of this, but I mean, I was kind of like, I get this, I like it.
Yeah, I thought it was very pretty. I agreed with one of the things that they said, that it looked good from both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know? there it is. That was the only one that did. And I thought it was kind of, ballsy, I guess, to go...
It's the finale. What are they going to do, fire us, Steve? Well,
yeah, to go simple on the finale.
Yeah.
Not as simple as some others went, but, it was a pretty simple layout and when it was all done, it was like, that's really, what's the word that he always uses?
He said elegant and funky.
Elegant. Okay.
Yeah.
I would say that was elegant.
Yeah.
And it was just stuff. It was just wire and stuff.
Yeah. Right.
And it was just pretty cool.
Right. And I thought, I did think it looked elegant. It did not look, you know, crafty. And one of the things I often talk to about my crafty friends is handmade versus homemade. Mm-hmm. You know, homemade being not exactly what you're going for when you're making something, but handmade, you know, handcrafted. Mm. It looked handcrafted, but not, you know, undone or underdone.
Here's what I would say about all of them.
Yeah.
I wouldn't see any of them as a cake topper, but absolutely I could see, a couple of them as just the decorations for the tables.
Mm, that would
you
be
know,
good.
I think shirts would have been great for the table. It signifies everything that was going on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's simple. You know, it was really, really cool. So,
yeah.
Well, I'll go out for the devil's advocate.
Do it. Ooh, do it. I like it.
I was,
create some drama.
I was underwhelmed with all of them. I didn't think any of them were elegant enough to be on top of a cake. I think that's fine. And, you know, for instance, Joe's, they talked about a lot about seeing things over. And, you know, we even had one of the judges say about the little peg people that she sees this all the time. We've already seen this heart shape from her. So I was like, really? You couldn't come up with a different idea?
Yeah. At this point, you don't know what anybody's judging about anything anymore. Because, like you say, Dana often says, I've seen this before.
Yeah.
But then they also say, I like that we can see your signature
and your
fingerprint on
that. All that being said, I absolutely think she won it because the other ones, I didn't think. But I wouldn't want any of them in anybody's cake.
They only had two hours.
I agree completely.
Why they look so simple.
I agree completely. I mean, you've only got 2 hours to do something. You have to create something.
Yeah.
You know, and you have all these parameters. I get all that. But I'm just saying, you know, none of them had, you know, what is it that Simon always says? There was no big wow about any of it.
Right.
And I get, you only got 2 hours. I get all that. But it is the finale. And it's like, oh, really? That was not very interesting to me. I think it was creative. I just don't think it was. None of them were great.
Again, well, that's, and I agree. Cake, that's why I said other.
Yeah.
Well, and I think
better
to
table.
Your
table.
Yeah. I'd much rather see the number.
Do look,
you know,
like
here's four.
Toppers.
Here's table five.
Yeah, yeah. Before we do our overall of the whole craft, can we move on to Amber and Kim? So Amber did her God's Eye with embroidery floss instead of
yarn.
Mm-hmm. It had 8 sticks instead of 4. The judges said the colors were pretty, but didn't connect to the love story. Did you all notice what the back of that project looked like?
Because they showed it very quickly. And
it was like paper or something?
Yeah, I think she put a piece of felt over it. Yeah.
To hide all the...
No, I was still stuck in my 5th grade summer camp project, thinking about how much fun it was and hoping we can all go swimming afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
Did not everyone get the memo about it being the finale and that someone was going to win $100,000? Because... I'm like going, are you...
Well, here's the
there's
thing.
There's something else here, right?
I think it's because there's no consequence for the faster craft.
Exactly.
You can just glue something together. There's no, you know...
It doesn't affect the judging.
It doesn't affect the judging. Thank you for putting words in my mouth because I couldn't get them out.
Yeah.
So it's like, what's the point of going to doing a whole... I mean, it's just pride and a patch, but it doesn't affect the overall judging.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Which I think is kind of a mistake in the show.
I do too, because then, again, if it's inconsequential to them, why it's not consequential to us either.
Right.
So
why does anyone care?
Yeah. And,
it should be like bonus points, you know?
Well, yeah,
like
that's
some
what
sort
I'm thinking.
Of, some sort of brownie point system.
It already puts you in a detriment if you don't... You know, if you're low on the totem pole on that one,
now I really got it.
Exactly.
Yes.
Then you've got
something
to do with that.
So, I mean, I think God's Eyes are cool. I think that, you know, if you are going to tie them to something cultural, you know, okay. But it really wasn't anything except for the fact that it had double as many sticks, which maybe made it a little more complicated to make.
Yeah.
But that didn't show off graphically. It wasn't like visually, it's so much more impressive than other God's Eyes.
And I didn't know,
right?
I didn't understand her color scheme, and I don't know if that was because that was, you know, quote, their colors, the wedding couple. I it was just, why did you pick those colors? And again, it didn't necessarily relate to what I heard from this couple.
Right.
So.
Right.
If that were on a wedding cake, I would want to know the story of why. It's on the wedding cake. And that story better be amazing.
Right.
There better be, like, kids in a school bus being saved and all kinds
exactly.
of stuff.
Exactly. I covered a wound
had
with
two
a God's
hours.
Eye.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There better be some sort
I made
of
a tourniquet out of a God's eye and it saved someone. Yeah.
And it felt like they just were exhausted. And oh, this is all I could come up with in this tower. So
maybe so. Yeah.
Can we just get on to
this? You might be right. Maybe if there's no consequence, I guess I'm saving up for the big one.
Right.
But anyway,
save your energy, preserve it.
Interesting. So many cakes have flowers on them.
Yeah.
And she works in paper.
Yeah.
Why she didn't make paper flowers? Maybe she thought it was cliche.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well,
and
I liked her concept of it. I understand. I think that was the most creative as far as thinking about the couple and then trying to apply like a God's eye cultural. This is like trying to speak to who they are. She said she like understood that a little bit. So I liked the concept of it, but the actual visuals of it, I did not think stood.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
I'm also surprised you didn't do the paper thing because in the Mastercraft, she even mentioned if I'm going to go out, I'm going to go out with using paper because that's her thing.
But I'm not going to do it in the Fastercraft because who cares? According to John.
that's
right. So Kim had a wire and rosemary heart, an example of which I brought.
Hey.
I had one. I have one on my front door and that I made a couple months ago. And it's supposed to be good luck. Rosemary is one of those herbs that's got a lot of meanings in medieval times. And has to do with like devotion or something like that. So I don't know if anybody mentioned that when he was obviously when he was talking, we wouldn't know. But had windows, little peg doll wood figurines representing the members of the family. Steve, I feel like you have something to say. You're there.
I had great hopes when I saw the sketch. Like this could be cool, and then it was done. I didn't get the dolls.
You know, it's
interesting.
I mean,
to have from that guy from Kim.
Well, I don't know that he paints. I mean, I think maybe that's
no.
Why.
I'm going to say he doesn't really paint.
Because he's definitely a woodworker. I just don't know.
Yeah,
if he's a
I'm just really surprised he went with the Tonka truck circa 1963 doll thing.
I didn't actually even see it that way, but now that you say it, it is sort of right. Yeah. It is
So. You know, again, there was a lot of retro, at least for me. I got to go back to 63 and 72, I believe.
Well, it's interesting because we were talking about this last week. Most of all the crafts and making things we've seen have been large scale. This is the first one besides the terrarium, which was pretty small scale. I mean, obviously, a cake topper, it has to be. And I don't know if it was just a curve, like they went, well, we're not used to working small right now.
Or, right.
I don't know. But it seems like... It felt like they ran out of ideas, and they again, I know that maybe a lot of people out there are going to be angry at me saying that, but I was just underwhelmed by that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, I just agree with your table topper thing. As soon as you said that, I was like, I can visualize that. They're more of table toppers than they are of cake toppers.
Yeah.
And they're cute as they are, but it's just... You were hoping for like some big overwhelming show of a cake topper.
Well, so I mean, it's the cake, and that's the big
it is
deal
a focal point.
Wedding.
Absolutely,
it's like if that went out there, it's like, what is that doing? And can we talk about just the cake for a second? Because what was it?
Oh,
the
you hate
cake?
Those unfinished cakes. Yeah, yeah, naked cakes.
What
is the point?
Is that a new thing?
It is. It's been around for a couple years.
I am not a fan.
No, I thought for sure Amy Poehler would say something about the naked cake. And that's not a finished cake. Where's the frosting?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I realize it's a thing.
It
shouldn't
what
be
it,
a thing, but it's a thing. It's a deconstructed thing. Sorry.
Fine.
Go.
We're done. Joe won.
Yeah, she did, and good on her.
And
because
she clearly
won. Yeah, this is one of the good things about this episode is I never came away from this episode arguing with the decision.
No,
it was
never.
Pretty clear. I went, yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so good for her, and you could see it from both sides, and it would be a very nice table topper.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So yay, good
yay,
for you,
Joe. She got a third patch, I believe it was the third patch.
I believe at that point, her and Kim were tied.
Tied.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Another patch.
Oh, one thing though, I did enjoy the term Thunder Closet.
Oh, yes.
That was nice. That's something I'm going to hold in my hip
Thunder
pocket.
Closet. That's right. I got to go to the Thunder Closet.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's
so.
His second poop joke, I think, of the season.
Really?
The one,
only two.
He had the one
where he was pooping
was
in the corner.
Yes.
Yes.
Behind the table.
Yeah. What are you doing over there?
Pooping in a corner. Pooping in a corner.
All right. Oh, great. What a segue. Because
it is a great segue for John. You have things to say.
Speaking of poop.
I just want to go back to a time when Afterbirth first started, and I don't – way back when it was just two mouths and a mic, you know, because it was just two people, one mic, and we were just chatting about whatever, and that was way back when. And now what do we do? Over 100 shows a week, if I'm not mistaken. There's countless million downloads and stuff, and it's all from word of mouth word of mouth from you. So we want to thank you for all that, and we're going to ask you to go to websites and YouTube.
AfterBuzzTV.com.
You know what? Tell them
listed.
How they can find that.
Sure. AfterBuzzTV.com, and all of the shows are listed alphabetically. And then from there, you can find the website page for each show,
right.
Which will tell you, give you the link for the YouTube stream, the link for iTunes for that show. So all of that stuff is in one place.
Yeah, and you'll see all the different kinds of shows that we do, the sci-fi, reality TV, dramas, comedy, anything you can imagine. We
have movies.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Book clubs, we even have that. We have all kinds of stuff there.
Some of us have a movie podcast.
Yeah.
Totally separate from this.
So go there and subscribe so we can tell you what's going on, and then leave us a comment and rate us and do all the good things that we need you to do so we can keep bringing more shows to you. So thank you very much.
We appreciate it. So moving on to the Mastercraft, it was make a backdrop and a gift. Similar to Mastercrafts in the past, which was like a fort and a toy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or decorating the entry, the porch, whatever.
Right, exactly. That, so something big and something small, essentially. Mm-hmm. It needed to be meaningful and tell the story of the couple. Mm-hmm. And the gift should potentially be something that they would have as an heirloom that they could pass down to their own children. So starting with Amber, her gift was the puzzle. Mm-hmm. With the heart and the family. And she had the circle garland arch. As you mentioned, she said, I'm never DIYing a wedding again after she did her own. So thoughts about this. She had kale. She had eucalyptus. She had herbs. There were paper flowers.
A very healthy arch.
Decoupaged oranges, allegedly.
Oranges. Yeah, exactly. I don't know how the finished ones looked. They looked real, actually. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, because she got a comment about how good the oranges look. And I'm like, okay, so did she give up on the whole paper thing?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know if they were really, really well, because she was putting it on styrofoam, which gives you that dimpled look.
Sure, yeah.
But it felt to me like in the beauty shot that they showed that they had swapped out the oranges for artificial oranges.
And again, because they didn't take the time to actually get in there and show you.
No, why would they?
Yeah, exactly. I loved her little gift. I thought that was a great idea.
I got something about that, though.
Do tell.
Well, so what I'm wondering is, where does making it and designing it and passing it along to someone who knows the tool begin? Because I didn't think that was fair. She gave it to a guy to do the cutout.
Yeah.
She didn't cut that tool.
Really? Did we see her not do it?
When they were talking about it, he goes, well, I can use this sort of blade. He was talking about how he was going to do it. And the finished product was somebody who knew his saw. Right. If you didn't know your saw, that thing would be all over the place.
Yeah, you and I both have worked with squirrel saws before. I have one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they're very tricky to use. You have to be really good.
Right. So I'm like, well, okay, can anybody say, oh, by the way,
I imagine Kim got help on his too. I mean, they all had help from wasn't it the Amber that was saying as they were walking out, help, we
help,
need the
helpers. Helpers,
I
need helpers.
So I think they all get help.
I know. It's just making it or dictating it or, what's the name of the
designing
show?
Designing it.
Yeah.
Tossing it to the team.
Yeah.
Well, does anybody think that Joe made that
chicken coop?
I don't know.
What is
not
real?
By
we
herself.
Don't know anymore.
I mean, maybe she nailed a few nails. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I was just like, Maybe having been on the other side of that, you just want a little bit of credit.
Well, then,
thanks for the guys in the shop for doing
something. So, and I also want to see them doing it.
Yeah, that's the other thing. If I'd even gotten one shot of her like messing around with it or something, I wouldn't be so stupid about this.
I did listen to a podcast shortly after the show was taped last year with Jimmy Diresta, who has a podcast called Making It, and he's the shop master guy on the show. And you would probably like his podcast, but listen to ours first, then listen to his. anyway, he talked about how he was the person who made sure the legs didn't fall off when they were making chairs. Mm-hmm. He said that was what he claimed. Like, he was the guy who came in and go, you need some more structure with that. This is how, I see your design, but this is how it translates. But I agree with you and John. about how much of it is actually made. And part of that is the essential challenge with the show overall is if I'm a jewelry designer and I'm on the show and they tell me I need to create a chair. Now, I can do that, but it's, you know, there are some people who can't. And so they're looking for all-around crafters. But really, it was a lot more of interior and exterior design, furniture, and big pieces, as opposed to more making, as you said, John, than crafting.
Well, it is,
so. I don't know. It's
Yeah, because we had paper crafters and felt crafters. Mm-hmm. And then, I mean, Kim was a woodworker. And so all of his stuff was great and built, like, by himself. Like, I could see him doing it. But as like you're saying, as far as everybody else goes, like, how are you going to make challenges that are going to be designed towards felt crafting or paper crafting?
Or a knitter. How's a knitter going to make a chair?
Yeah. So it's like, how are you going to make these challenges go towards everybody's specialties?
Right. Or such that, you know, each week one person may have an advantage over the others, but then the next week that person doesn't.
Yeah, because they had to build a whole house, and now they're building arches. These are huge things, and they all have to do with, like, woodworking and stuff like that, too, like on a great
But oddly enough, I can actually see when it came to the arch, you're going to want some guys in there to go, all right, you know, you're going to need to span this, we got to do this, we got to back this. But I thought the gift itself was supposed to be, you know, we made this.
Much more handmade. From me to you.
From me to you. Mm-hmm. It's from me, from the shop and that guy.
I hear you. Talk about that. Amy and Nick talked about that. Yeah. How much would you love it if somebody gave you this piece and said, I made this for you?
That's what I was, you know. So, I agree. Kim probably did have, but I guarantee you that Kim probably put a lot more of that together.
Yeah.
And I guarantee you that because I know absolutely nothing about that. So that guarantee is worth a lot.
Thank you.
A lot.
Well, and
I'm
Amber,
sleeping easy now.
So I might not be able to put that I made it sticker that Robert was showing us last week for his thing. May not be able to put that one on.
But getting back to her piece, I loved Amber's arch. I thought it was great to have the cylindrical, or however you want to call it, round. And I thought it was nice that she was offset. It was not symmetrical. I thought that was great.
I did too. I did too.
I think it was the right decision to get rid of the straw, whatever those were, that she
sort of lanterns.
Yeah, lanterns that she was going to hang on.
Oh, interesting. Robert, who was here with us last week, he actually posted something on his blog, and you guys might want to sign up and subscribe because he's got really good newsletters that he puts out. And he made something very similar to that, but with more facets. So they were like jeweled and very similar to what Amber made. And it was just really interesting to see them in a different utility because I saw that before this show came out. He published his newsletter on Monday.
Just going back to that, we do know that Amber didn't make that because she was making something else when they brought it in. She says, oh, it's nice to finally get to see what I'm going to be applying these to. So, you know, so she didn't make that. So,
but again, and something big like that,
You
know, I wouldn't anticipate, you know, someone who works with paper or whatever to be able to pull that one off.
Right.
But
anyway. She could just go get some big tires and stick crosses all over them. That would be me. Okay, Kim made a hope chest / record player.
Of course he did.
And an arch that had triangles in it. It had white. It was a white arbor with plants, triangles.
And the white shroud, I guess?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Walnut wood, that was nice.
All right, so let's start with the gift, the hope chest / record player.
I thought the hope chest was a great idea.
Yeah, this is the place where I think they probably said a lot more in the we got more from the couple because why would you think to give them a record player?
Yeah. I'm guessing they're really into music or they have an old
vinyl
collection or something. Yeah, that's exactly the same point I went. We didn't hear everything.
Or as they're looking at heirlooms, they like to be underscored by opera. That's what it is.
True.
See, I think we didn't get that part.
Yeah, exactly. I can see that.
Right. But it was woodworkers on the panel. Would you like to make some comments about the actual hope chest?
I thought it was great that he used walnut just because it's just a great wood to work with. And he had the two tones of wood, so that was nice. And I just think an heirloom chest is a great idea.
Absolutely. Yes. I mean,
I thought it was great that he had the speaker underneath. I thought it was weird that he had the stereo, but okay, fine, if you're going to do it. I thought he used it cleverly, and I love that he hid the speakers, and I thought that was well done.
It's so easy to do that now with the speakers and everything is so, you know, encapsulated that way. But my sister got an heirloom chest or a hope chest when she was like 16 and just passed it to her 16-year-old daughter.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you're going to make an heirloom for somebody, like some sort of chest is a really good one.
Mm-hmm.
So,
Agreed.
Again, and his, are we talking about the backdrop now?
Yeah, so
I wanted to hear what you felt about the hope chest.
Okay, I liked the chest a lot. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a good idea. I was kind of lost, like we were all talking about, as far as the record goes. I mean, I know that's very popular right now. Mm-hmm. But without the story behind it, then it loses its value a bit. So it was kind of, whenever I was watching it a little bit, like, why did he make a record player?
Didn't you do this? You look at the hope chest and you go, wow, that's, why is that thing?
Yeah, I'm just, like, that's...
Your head tilts like a dog. Like, what?
Yeah, because he did such a great explanation on the triangles and giving a story about that, that I think they cut some of his story about the hope chest because they probably didn't want too much of it to be a Kim show or something, but we lost the value of that. And I didn't understand what the music part was.
Yeah.
So there you go. But the triangle was good because he did the explanation about, you know, building a bridge between two people and making a love and a new life together.
Is that why you wore the necklace that you're wearing today?
Triangle.
Oh, look at that.
Yes. There you go.
Oh, look at my notes.
What is it?
Record player question mark. Is it trending?
Yes.
Oh.
Let me go ahead and answer that. It is.
I was anticipating hearing that when they opened. Oh, and very...
On trend. It's very chic.
So the background of his backdrop had the triangles, you know, in a very random looking arrangement, and I felt like it really looked like a stained glass window. It was very reminiscent of that, and I loved that. I thought it was beautiful.
The one thing I wish he had done,
I
wish that the arbor itself was not painted white.
I agree.
I would have rather those been walnut as well, just because that would also set off the shroud, so you would have seen that nice white gauze or material that was. I thought that would look better.
Just this dark stain.
Yeah, I just thought it would, and I think it would have set off the backdrop as well.
That may have been a budgetary issue.
Yeah, it would have been very expensive to do that. But even if he had painted them or something, I think I would prefer something other than the white, just because I think the shroud part got lost and all that.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
But for the time he had,
it
always amazes me what this guy can do.
Yeah,
that amount of time.
Does anybody think his story was legit? About the
triangles?
And the Spanish, do you think he just went, oh, I got to make up a story here?
He's probably like, I heard that once before. Yeah. Well, my fiance told me once. Yeah. You know?
Well, he said he went deep in thought.
Yeah, no, he usually does. It's just, it's funny to me because if you tell a good story, you know, I mean, the judges buy into it and everything, which is great. And I'm not saying I think he did, was honest about it. I think it really was what he thought and everything. I just find it funny that if you tell a good story, you can really save your project.
Yes, you can.
It's not as
make
context.
It meaningful.
Exactly.
Joe did.
Yeah.
So Joe had a square arch with the trumpet cones on strings behind that were gold leafed. Per Dana. Her aesthetic in this idea was a romantic hippie with the modern clean lines of the groom, and her gift was a chicken coop.
John? I thought the chicken coop looked great. I thought it was, but I didn't think it was really practical. I don't think, I don't know of any chicken that would sit on a roost that's an inch away from the wall. So that's kind of weird. But
you don't think it was an heirloom?
No, I don't think that was an heirloom. That seems like an odd thing.
Yeah.
But I think it looked great. I thought it was well designed. I mean, I thought, you know.
I'm sure they'll find room in their apartment.
Nothing else. It's a great dollhouse.
No, sure.
Yeah, it's great.
You know, I'm just like going heirloom.
The chickens and the coop will be passed down for generations and generations.
Well, I think what she's thinking is you could pass down the eggs from...
or let them just roll down.
Yeah.
As chicken coops go, one of the best I've seen, you know, in my extensive...
Except not one lick of chicken wire anywhere in that chicken coop.
No, and I thought there was supposed to be a tray for easy clean-out. There wasn't a tray. So, again, he didn't listen to Nick. Did listen to the judges, though, and I realized that's once you take their advice, it's really hard for the judges to go, it's not speaking to me. You literally said to do this.
Yeah.
It better be. That's it better smart. Be screaming to you.
I thought it looked great. I just thought it's like, wow, that's an unusual heirloom.
Right.
Yeah. But it was a good. Sure. I mean, she had a story with it. So sure. She played to how Lisa, I think, wanted the chicken coop and they want to have it for their marriage. So it's like a good starter gift. But right. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's not an heirloom.
Right.
So. But I thought it was a cool gift. Like, she spent a lot of time with it. It looked pretty.
It did look very pretty.
I didn't.
It would be neat to have that.
Are we going to move on to her thing?
Arch. Sure.
I didn't get her arc thing. I didn't quite get the what look she was going for, and I didn't when you just read it out there. I went, what? Oh, that's what she was going for. I still
they
don't.
I mean, I think I don't know if they described them as trumpet cones. I did.
No, but the combination of the two. Between,
oh yeah, yeah, that's what she said. Romantic hippie with modern clean lines.
I that's not what was coming to me as I was looking at it. I was just
I wasn't sure what it was. I didn't know what I was looking at either.
So, as you know, Stephen, we were talking about earlier, I did that design for my sister's wedding, but the items hanging from the string were hearts and paper flowers.
Yeah.
And in, you know, varying – it was actually very similar to that because it was white and silver.
Yes, I've seen it before. It was on trend years ago.
It was on trend years ago. About 8 years ago.
You were ahead of your time.
I guess so.
And I knew what those were.
So yeah.
I went, those are hearts and flowers.
Yeah, I didn't know if maybe she was going for like a raindrop look.
Yeah, I don't
but
know.
But it didn't really translate
no,
for me.
No, and I did not agree with the gold. I don't know how everybody else felt about it.
Well, it's because Dana wanted it to have glitter on it.
I know.
And
I just
she
went,
settled
what?
On gold leaf.
Yeah, and I went, I didn't think it translated. I didn't think the gold looked good on those pieces.
I'm going to disagree with you. I think they did need the extra little bling. I think they needed the extra bling, but I didn't understand the cone shape to begin with.
I agree that it needed something else. I just don't think that that was the best thing that you could do, and I don't think – for me, it wasn't successful. It didn't really – I don't think it enhanced it. I think, you just pointed out the fact that you really needed something more, and that made it look worse.
The other thing I'm wondering is they showed her doing all the cutting out, the punching of the circles, and they were circles that she you know,
wrapped
around. I wonder if they were initially supposed to be polka dots, like if they were, you know, if they were just going to be a polka dot background.
Yeah.
And she decided to make a design change and gave them depth and 3D by doing that.
Yeah.
Maybe that was what happened.
I don't know.
I like that they're 3D. They kind of look like flowers, though, a little bit. I mean, with the gold coming off of them.
So yeah, like a calla lily.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of what I was thinking whenever I saw it. But I liked it. I liked that they were floating in the background. I don't know if there's a better way to do it, but I thought it was pretty. Like, I liked it, personally.
You know what? Honestly, to me, it screamed DIY.
Yeah.
It just really looked like, $20.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of other shapes you could have done. I've also seen that done with butterflies, just shaped butterflies, and that was really beautiful. So maybe there were other ways you could have done it that would have translated.
And again, you hold it, both of those held up against what Kim did.
Right.
You know, that could stay. That could be a permanent fixture, what he did, especially if they darken that wood. That'd look really cool.
Exactly.
Again, it was not hard for me to determine who was going to win.
Yeah, so lo and behold,
against each other,
Kim won.
What?
Yeah. They walked them to the barn where allegedly a wedding was getting ready to happen. They opened the doors and revealed that it was Kim's design that made it. And Amy turns to him and goes, "You won. You won the Master Maker." And she's super excited. And Kim's standing there a bit dazed, right?
Yeah, I know.
Did that make you guys laugh? That cracked me up.
Yeah, well, that's the way it was the whole show. He's very reserved. He's internal. Yeah, he's just kind of like, oh, this is great.
Yeah, I kind of like that.
That made me laugh out loud.
I like that he wasn't crying and going crazy like,
It's odd that the climax of your show isn't that. It's a wedding that happens afterwards. It's kind of like, you know, usually
that's
the big reveal
true.
Is who won and stuff like that. And it's
then there's
like,
celebration.
Yeah.
But that and that's where I couldn't wrap my head about what was going on. So, because I'm trying to do this thing. I was like, okay, everybody come in. Oh, look, it's not a wedding procession. It's the final three procession with all the friends and everyone. Yeah. Hey, man, hang around. Okay. And what? Clear out and then have a wedding?
I don't know.
Does everyone
or have
hang
a bunch
around?
Of strangers at your wedding?
At your wedding? Yeah. You know, I'm like, well, okay. I don't. Okay. It's just one more moment on the show where I was just. I didn't get it.
They just wanted to go so big. They just threw in like everything. And so, so when you do that, it just kind of dissolves everything, or like, I don't know, brings everything else down, dilutes it. Yes.
Yeah. It's
like, here's a wedding. I mean, I liked the concept of it as far as like them having to do stuff for the wedding, but them having an actual wedding there in the barn, like that's not believable to the audience.
The wedding is very...
Go ahead. What?
Go ahead.
No, I was going to say the wedding, the most important day. Everything's, you know, it's about the wedding. Except we're going to do this thing on your most important day. Yeah. Okay, are we done? Everyone clear out? Okay, all right, it's yours now. Go ahead. On your important day.
What are you saying, John?
What was it? I can't remember what you said. Something like, oh, I don't think this is a real wedding. They're probably having that a week later.
They have to. Yeah. I mean, right?
Yeah.
Strange. How did they find... Someone
that I don't know,
friend of a friend,
cast
maybe?
And crew.
Yeah,
probably.
We'll give you $1,000 to come and wear a wedding dress on our show.
Or like, we'll do
your
wedding for free. Like, if you don't have a budget,
you'll get a free chicken coop.
So what other big thing could they have done instead of a wedding? I mean,
well, I don't know that you needed to do the wedding.
If for a finale, so you're going to do this big crap.
So
next year's going to be a bar mitzvah.
This show is very much modeled after the Great British Baking Show, and they did a wedding finale once, but it wasn't an actual wedding. It was you have to make a wedding cake and like a wedding spread for guests.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they had the big picnic and everybody ate everybody's wedding cakes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there wasn't an actual wedding, but the theme and the concept was a wedding cake. And I'm just thinking that might have been a little more successful.
I would like to say something here.
Yes, do
so, it. So the idea is good. Like, I like where they're going with this. Mm. But what if they would have had the couple actually pick which wedding topper and
which what I thought was going to happen.
Arch that they wanted.
Yes, I'm glad
I
you
think
said that,
that if they would have done that, then it would have been so much better because we've had the same judges the whole time and we're like up and down with their judging and stuff. But like if you're going to have a wedding and you're going to bring in this couple and then have the couple talk about it, then why not have them be like, this one's the one I'm going to use.
Right.
This is my favorite.
Because what if they go, we don't like any of them?
That's true.
Yeah, the judges like Cam.
You're contractually obligated. You're choosing one.
No, got to go back to the drawing board. Try it again.
If the producers are in there anyways, they can be like, hey, just pick this one. But, you know.
You know what? Even if they did that, I'll bet you'd still get the same result. I'll bet they would have gone with Joe.
Yeah. Well, that would have been fine, but it would have...
I was thinking the same thing too when I was watching. Like,
been better for the audience. Yeah.
Well, and here's the other thing: if you're making a cake topper for a real wedding, give them more than 2 hours to make it. Yeah. I mean, like in this particular time, it's a finale.
You get 4 hours.
It's going to be something that that potentially they will save for the rest of their marriage. Why not give them half a day to do it?
Exactly,
because it's a finale. You can do that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. That would have been nice. And you get full run of everything we have here.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Nothing else as far as a different venue, as far as a different thing that they could create for? I was thinking like a baby shower, but maybe not.
Well, you know, I mean, they already did the Halloween, or I mean, every holiday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wouldn't really be a holiday.
Yeah.
And that's one thing that's common to a lot of people.
Yeah.
I think maybe the biggest issue I've had with this is I don't think the format works. I don't think the bake-off is a good format for this.
Mm.
If they come back for next season, I guess they are.
They are.
I hope they tweak it a little bit in one way or another. You know, we've had that conversation a few times. It doesn't work for me.
Well, I love the idea. I liked it when they did, okay, here everybody has all the same
ingredients. Everybody gets the same shower scrubbies.
Not for every event or every task, but I think it's a great idea because then you get to see everybody's abilities that aren't in their particular...
With a more level playing field.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a great way to do
it. Why couldn't they do that for the Fast Craft?
Well, I think, yeah, I
and,
think
and
they
then
could.
Let them go on the Mastercraft.
I agree. Yeah. I think that would be fun. And I think it would be great if the Mastercraft actually had an effect on the overall judging.
Yes, I agree with that, too.
Because then you'd if you, for some reason, fell down on the Mastercraft, you'd really have to pick it up in the Mastercraft.
To redeem yourself.
And that there's so much drama involved in that. Like, oh, my God, I'm on the bubble. If I don't do well, that's it.
Or if they're not going to – if they're going to keep it the same and they're not going to have the Fastcraft, like, affect – the Mastercraft, then they should do either all the same supplies, like we were talking about, or have that part be aimed towards either like felting or jewelry or somebody's particular specialty. That way it's not necessarily biased in the Mastercraft, or have it be smaller and like more of your specialty and stuff. And then someone will always get an advantage, but it will be different every single time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think that would be a good way to do it if the Fastcraft is going to have no qualms in the judging, then might as well change that up a bit.
I mean, they're the ones that are borrowing the format, and one thing that the Bake Off does is you get behind people quick.
Yeah, that is interesting.
And you're always like, no,
rooting
don't screw up in the first
exactly
one.
Yeah.
So, however they tweak it, they're still going to have the issue of, you know, judging an orange against a giraffe, right, you know, against the moon.
But this is their finale. We finally got to hear some backstory of, you know, Amber and when she got married and how she got married and all that. And we got to know them a little bit better. And I thought, well, wait a minute, it's your last show. We're just getting to know them.
That's true.
Whereas in other shows, you get to know the character. So you may not be rooting. I mean, you're rooting for the actual crafter, maker, baker in that case. Even though they may not be the best, you're rooting for them because you want them to do well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they're going to have to take time to do that.
Yeah. But, you know, hey, I learned how to make things with a scrunchie.
Shower scrubby.
How much I love glitter.
Glitter.
You and the judges.
I love glitter too. I am not saying I don't love glitter. I do love glitter.
The glitter it's just porch.
That, yes. Applying glitter is not as difficult as some other
are you
things
sure?
are.
The glitter paper. The glitter Golden Gate Bridge.
I thought you need a license. You don't need a glitter license?
No, you don't.
Wow.
I was already in the application process for my glitter license.
It was too much for me.
In their salutation at the end, Nick and Amy both said a couple of things that I wanted to mention.
Yes.
Nick said, "We've made something with heart."
Yeah.
And that was important to both of them as they were, as I was reading interviews about them, like creating the show. And Amy Poehler said, "Making things connects you to each other, to yourself, and to a bigger world. And we all kind of need that right now."
I agreed with both of what they had to
say.
I think they did make something with heart. I actually felt, you know, as you watch it, you can't help but feel the heart of it and stuff like that. And just because I may have been critical, that doesn't mean I didn't enjoy that. I didn't appreciate what they were going for. But I want it to be even better.
Yeah, well, I mean, it really is a hard show to create because of the fact that there are so many variables involved.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult to create a level playing field. You've got, you know, interior designers versus jewelry designers. And there's such a vast, you know, chasm between those skills. Gemma, who was on the first episode, she called her style something like hobo crafting, that wasn't the right word, but it was something hodgepodge. I think hodgepodge,
boho chic.
Yeah, and that's so different from, you know, Joe's being able to interior design a room.
Yeah.
So I think that the producers have a huge task each time to trying to create something. I mean, I've come up against this so many times, trying to do a craft that is interesting to people, compelling and encouraging for them to watch, understandable, and interesting television, because those are not always the same thing. You know, showing somebody how to tie knots between beads is a really important skill, but it may not make good TV.
Why not?
It just doesn't.
None of the beads exploded? You should have had more explosions.
I could do that next time.
This bead was a runaway. This bead.
Instead of twine, use a fuse. And light one side, and you have to...
I think that's a great analogy.
And it's timed.
teaching people
that's
how to
television.
Tie knots.
Yeah.
It's very,
very useful.
Very useful.
But not good TV.
Doesn't make good TV. I mean, I got a lot of criticism when I was doing crafting on TV. People were like, well, you don't pick good crafts. And it's like, listen, I have producers talking to me about what makes good TV, and they don't know crafting. And so trying to find the middle is so difficult.
Right.
And so to that end, I would like to say I still really enjoyed the show. Mm-hmm. I thought it was very entertaining. I loved seeing Nick and Amy doing their silly pun-offs. And, you know, a lot of it was inspirational, especially, frankly, Kim's projects. You know, he did some things that were really amazing.
I did enjoy the show, too. But I did feel, as a viewer, I was always outside the window and never in the room. And in the bake-off, I'm in the room.
Yes, you are. You know, can practically smell.
You can, you can absolutely taste what they're tasting.
Mm.
And this whole episode, this whole series, I was just kind of like, okay, you know, that looks cool, but I'm not involved, so I'll let you guys do this. So if they can get you more in the room by giving you more access to the actual competitors.
I really think that's missing for me. I wish I'd spend more time with that.
And that's maybe that's something because we have the internet. Maybe, you know, some of it goes to broadcast and they do behind the scenes.
Yeah, that'd be fine too.
You know, videos. They did have a few of those on NBC.com, but they're not quite the thing that we're talking about, which where you could actually really watch them doing their process. And maybe that would be something that would be interesting. When they go into season two. Kelsey, you are, you work in TV. What are your thoughts on season two?
On season two? Well, I would say that here for season one, it is the growing pains
of
it because it is the first season of it. And the Bake Off, they did such a good job the first season just going into it. But it is really hard to do that on just a first television show. So hopefully with next season, it'll work out some of these kinks and it'll feel they'll like get their groove in and stuff like that. Because I feel like Nick and Amy both wore a lot of hats, even though they were just there supporting. They didn't have to do the judging, but I feel like they did wear a lot of hats in the process as far as like creating the show and being on the show and like all that stuff as well. So I feel like with that, it probably takes a little bit to get into a groove too. So.
You know, one of the universal comments about the show was that it was, you know, nice. It was the nice competition show. It was the nice reality show.
Yeah.
And so clearly that is something that has worked. I haven't read a single article or review that didn't comment on the fact that it was that and that people appreciated it.
I did.
You know? So, you know, what they were saying and actually what I said in my submission video was, you know, we kind of need more of that, creating community, you know, bringing people together. And I feel like this is what the show did.
Yeah,
so let's hope they keep that and don't make it a cutthroat competition because...
I think they will. Well, and Billy
Craft
and Robert were talking about it, I think, more off camera about how they would go out to eat and stuff like that. So it felt more like a family whenever they were doing stuff. Because I know I've worked in television behind the scenes on competition shows. And you do separate
competitors
and cast members. And so they're not allowed to talk to each other. And they're not allowed to see each other. And if they see each other, like, they can't talk. And they can't, you know, like... you know, slip a phone number and like make an alliance or anything like that. So like for this, it's really revolutionary, especially here in America and American television, to be able to go out to eat meals together and be allowed to like form connections and bonds and alliances because it's not going to help you on the show. It's just helping you like as friends.
Humans.
Which is,
but that's also something that they could take a look at is doing like, okay, team, here's a team project.
Right.
And you know, you form your little alliances. It's just anything to get, and again, I agree, it doesn't have to be cutthroat. I did like the fact that they were always helping, they're running around, you know, what are you doing and stuff. But I just, you know.
I mean, it might be really neat to have them, you know, creating an event for a charity, for example.
Yeah, I think that's great. That would be awesome.
You know, doing a side trip, going into a school and teaching all the kids how to, you know, whatever, make windmills or something. Pinwheels is what I meant to say. Yeah.
Just windmills. So I mean, that's
yeah.
It's another one of those
Kim
big crafts.
Could do that.
Kim walked away with a wooden $100,000 check.
Yes, he did.
That was pretty fun.
There's no way that check's going to bounce.
No,
it's too damn heavy. Billy and Robert got to hand him the check,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was like, right. It was good to see them.
Yes.
It was good to see everybody back. I think that was nice.
Yeah,
that was a good
nice
moment.
It was.
Did everyone else have the who? Oh, yeah. I remember you.
Oh, right. Nicole. Yeah.
Okay. Good job.
Yeah.
That's a nice, that's a nice piece for him to have, though. A wooden check. That's a great piece for him to hang up somewhere in the shop or whatever. That's a
and
great
it's
piece.
Definitely a moment of pride to have that, for sure. Mm-hmm. For sure. Any final thoughts about the show? Anybody?
I think I've already said my final thoughts.
Yeah.
I've said all I need to say.
I know. It was a cute show. It was fun. It's good to watch. It's very colorful, very bright. It makes you feel good afterwards. It's a feel-good show.
And we need
way
those
to go, NBC.
I needed those. Way to go, NBC, indeed. Steve, why don't you tell people where they can find you?
Chili's and then Yogurtland.
Also at Bottomly Steven on Twitter.
There's that.
Kelsey.
Hi, guys. You can find me on the interwebs at Kels Hightower and on the Popcorn Talk at the Disney Channel News and Movies.
You want to go to Chili's?
I love Chili's. Okay. Queso.
They can only find me off the web.
Yeah, you might find him at Home Depot. My website is TamaraCentral.com, and I am at Tamara Berg on Twitter. Thanks for joining us, and I hope you all live happily ever crafter as well. We'll see you next season for Making It.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.